This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
What up, y'all? My name is Malcolm Julie. We're hanging out with Ria Bitsa Sele.
The one and only.
On the worst game.
Wake up.
Yeah. Welcome to the dopest show in the world. And today, what makes it even more special is we've got a super dope artist in the building, Young Tyro. You know, sometimes I wish we had the 2-2-2-2.
I know, yeah. We'll only implement 2-2-2-2 once it's sponsored.
No, but we don't even need to. We don't even need the 2-2-2-2. You are the 2-2-2.
Be the 2-2-2-2. Become one with the 2-2-2-2. You gotta be your own hype man, essentially.
Yeah. Welcome, Young Tyro. What up, G?
What's happening, G?
Easy, brother. Such a blessing to have you here with us, the worst gays. So much to talk about today, man. Tyron is gonna indulge in the conversation that we're having today. It's quite an intense one. It's not that deep, but it's also quite deep. All right, we're going to talk about being just friends. Is that possible? With the opposite sex. Can we do it? And if we can't, why are the reasons we can't? And if we can, what are the things that make that possible? Ugliness, maybe. I know that's a real barrier at points. But we can go right into it. Okay, so just...
Let's not lie. Even the ugliness. Sometimes you keep it on the low. Hey, don't tell my niggas, you know.
All right. So do you think men and women can be friends?
Yeah.
You got some close lady friends.
Yeah.
Okay, so I agree, all right, but there are certain things about it, right? So the first thing, if you are in a relationship and you have female friends, then it becomes a little bit tricky.
No, it does. That's some old bullshit.
No, let's not lie.
It becomes because you make it.
No, but sometimes, what if your girl doesn't fucks with the chick that you're friends with?
Okay, yeah, I know. That's when you have to be like, hey, listen, I know you're my friend and all, but you ain't giving me the pussy. So, bye.
So you leave her hanging?
With that ranger.
You see what I mean? Like, now you have to choose between your girlfriend and your friend, which you might possibly
it
love.
It never works, bro. Like, there's too many expectations. You know what I mean?
That's the thing.
Most of the time, you think you're friends with someone and they've fallen for you or something like that.
Deep, yeah. And they have to keep quiet now because they're like...
For a very long time until they get their shot.
Yeah.
And they shoot their shot.
That's why it's important for you to shoot
your
shot.
How many... Do you think... Can I tell you, when it comes to men and female, who's better at playing the long game to...
The long game? Jesus Christ. Men have no idea how to play the long game.
What
women
about the
are patience, dog.
Fire. Women are fire at the long game. I'm telling you right now. Women stay dreaming about their wedding day, dog. They dream about that. So when they're picking in, they're already like, yeah, this is going to be my nigga. This is going to be fire. Money. We're going to do it in Sunning Hill, on the hill, boy. I'm telling you. They know that shit. So if you talk about long-term game... Been on it. When I start to think in the long-term game, I ask women for advice. I'm like, so, how would you play this? Because me, I'm like, I'm straight up. I'm like, yeah. We belong together. I need you. Where you at? What's up? I was like, no, chill. Don't make it about yourself. You know, those type of things that you need advice for that nobody else is going to give. No nigga's going to give you. Your nigga's going to tell you, yeah, do what you got to do. That's actually what we are always talking. You know, like, yeah, man, you already know what you got to do, so just do what you got to do.
No, but is it not the truth, though?
No, sometimes you genuinely need advice.
Let me tell you something. Sometimes advice is just chats from another person about something you already know. You're just looking for...
validation?
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't think so.
I think
there's no point of this podcast because what we do is give advice.
Exactly.
So,
but the people already know. They're just blind to the fact.
No, but I'm saying they need to understand or be guided in a certain direction. If I don't know or if I'm uncertain, uncertainty is the problem. It's not that you don't know that this solution could work or the other one could not. It's the uncertainty when you're like, okay, let me see from a different perspective. That's why UNISA is so much cheaper than Rhodes University because you're paying for the lecture, you're paying for the outside perspective, something that you might not have picked up or seen in the world. So, like, I genuinely do believe, like, if somebody comes to you, speak whatever best you got, because you never know what's going on in that oak's head. Maybe he's tripping the fuck out. Like, are you sure about every single thing you do? Do you not have doubts in life?
No, like, but you have to, like I've become cool with the unknown.
Okay, I get that.
Like, come what may, dog. Mm. I know my G's got me, so anything he sends
anything
my way. Sends.
Yeah. Be it's gonna be a flourish.
Pleasure, be it pain, be it, you know, love, be it heartbreak. Mm. It was designed by him. Mm, I'm just going through it.
All right, so do you have yourself any close female friends, and you as well, young Taryn, like that you just know homies for life, there's no odds of a young drunken night or anything stupid?
Yeah, especially because I don't drink.
Oh, yeah, so you have those friends.
Yeah.
And what do you talk to them about? Because for me, my female friends, it's so nice to connect on the other side of what's happening in the female mind, because, y'all ladies are trippy, just know that.
But here's something you need to be careful about, right?
Yeah.
Even with your female friends, there gets a time where if you're in a relationship, right, and you have, I'm talking as a gent now, if you're in a relationship and you have female friends, right, there comes a time in your own personal relationship where you can't talk to your friends anymore about your relationship, your female friends. Because as much as females are like these godly beings with so much wisdom, they snakes.
Dog. They bath in fire, boy.
They bath in fire.
Have you ever tried to shower with a girl? Ah, never do that to yourself, dog. It's going to burn, boy.
Like,
they only switch on one tap.
Dude. You have your back arched out like this, like you're Lester Peterson running away, dog. And you get shot. You get shot with that hot water, dog.
Oh, shit.
And for the pussy, you say, nah, I'm cool, this is cold.
Yeah.
For the pussy.
No, I'm the hot one.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, but for real, like, female, like you said, all right? And it makes sense. Females are better at playing the long game. You said something very, very real and eye-opening yesterday about... Oh, how real they play the long game in terms of they'll see, oh, I, cool. So 5 years relationship, I, cool. Marriage, 10 years. Divorce. I'm gonna get
I'm gonna chew those. Yeah, by the time 7 years in, he's gonna be a millionaire. Yeah, I know.
He's lit right now, young Tyrant. Watch out.
Yeah, you see, people like you, young Tyrant, they can see potential. That's why I bought the weekend. Say they don't want my love. They just want my potential.
Dude, how has it been for you in terms of? Because I've seen from, I think I got to know you first in 2016.
Yeah.
But from 2016, you've had a fucking epic 2018 as well, bro.
Yeah.
So, like, with that being said, you know, like Tony Montana says, first you get the money, here you got a pa. Here you got a pa. Here you got a bitches. What's the reception been like? And how have you handled that situation, especially with the climate of, like, you know, sexual harassment and everything? You don't want to be overstepping
true,
the boundary.
True. Well, it's been, I like to say it's been interesting, you know, coming from a place where I was fairly unknown and nobody really gave a shit, you know, when they saw me, to a point where you walk up to a place and you meet girls and they go crazy, like, yo, we recognize you and all that. Mm. So you got to keep yourself grounded, man. Cause
how do you do that?
I have no idea.
Maybe you just grew up well, dog. Maybe you got a good head on your shoulders and that's enough.
Not really.
So you went down? Careful, dog.
No, don't be careful. Live the life that has been given unto you, bro. Because
okay, but the thing is, you got to be careful. You need to be careful because there's a lot of situations right now in the media, like with entertainment personalities that... In the end, you can get extorted.
Hard. But that's a risk you're gonna have to take, because, like, are you not gonna get laid ever again? I mean, you just gotta hope that you engage with people who you trust.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Always the deal at the end of the day.
And
like,
usually it has to be someone who has something to lose. Because I feel
like... There we go. Ding, ding.
If it's someone who has nothing to lose, for instance, you guys like media personalities and you're with like some regular girl who has zero, you know, to lose. it can be used against you.
Yeah, 100%. I think you had that conversation with me recently. It's like, whoever you're with, make sure that they have just as much to lose as you do.
Exactly. And that's game I peeped from Casper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. On an interview, you know? And they just asked him, yeah, so what about the woman in your life? And he's like, no, it's chill. But here's the thing, man, I only fuck with women who have something to lose, you know, like lawyer bitches. And it's like, yeah.
They'll strike you off that roll, yo. Yes. Yo, bullshit.
Yes. All right, so. I expose you now. Post gang pictures of me smoking weed. And
cocaine on my dick and shit.
I expose you now. I say, yeah. You want to fuck with a superstar?
But exactly, let's talk about that. The superstar life, right? It's still there. It's still real. We were talking earlier about, you know, your music videos. There's Rehab House. How do you get the girls to do what they do? And what did you say? They come to you.
Bro. Like,
as a living sacrifice
to Jesus Christ, our Lord.
You know, they're living, they're fulfilling their purpose.
They are. And I think we should embrace still.
Yeah.
You know, we've turned it into this vicious thing where women can only be one thing. They've got to be.
And they got to be proper. Nah, she want to be a hoe.
Let her twerk on that dick.
Twerk some, baby. Somebody's got to twerk. If the word's in the dictionary, somebody got
to
twerk.
I'm making sure my grandmother ain't listening to it. Man.
Welcome to the West Gays. We are wild with that.
Become the do.
Know what I mean? So, like, okay, so tell us about the lifestyle, the after the videos. What goes down? People want to know, what is it like to be a South African rapper, man? Because we see all these international acts, and we don't know what our South African acts are doing to be superstars. You know, because there is that element of, you know, I do what I want to do.
I like that hustle. That's part of the come up, and how you get to where you are right now, bro.
Yo, I think consistency. More than anything else, like, you just have to keep at it, like, no matter what. Because there's some dry spells, like, there's months where nothing is happening, bro, and you're trying, and you're trying, and you're trying. But eventually, you know, opportunities create themselves. In fact, you create them by remaining consistent. And then in that regard, the videos, we usually just have a good time, bro. We have fun. We just hang out. And whatever happens, happens after the shoot.
Yeah.
But then we try and keep it as professional as possible. But then, you know, you want to make it more personal, you know, when you work with people, so that they're sort of free around you and you guys really have the best experience possible.
Because that genuine connection must be a part of
it. You can see it on camera if you guys are, like, really acting it out, or you really
enjoy
with other,
being
like,
with,
you know,
each other.
I mean,
yeah. That's actually a dope way to look at it. Is it expensive? Do people expect the bottles to be on you?
Of course.
Oh, yeah, shit.
No other way. People are going to come through and sweat for hours on end without, like, you providing, you know.
Yeah. But that must be dope as well, though. Like, probably, it's like, I forgot this guy's name. It's like, I don't do coke. I bought it for the models. Like, that's such a cool thing to have. It's like, no, I didn't buy the cocaine for me, bro. I brought it with these girls after the video. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a crazy concept to me, man. Because I'm just trying to understand, you know, what that life style is, man. I mean, because you doing dope shit right now. I mean, you were on Live Amp, you won the Bubbling Under contest, which is hella dope. Tell us a little bit more about that experience.
It was probably one of the biggest highlights of my year, because I got to meet AKA, I got to meet Boyzee, performed on the same stage, you know what I mean?
Hella dope.
I got that superstar treatment for the first time in my life. Not to say my niggas have not put me on, but when I got there, like, I was really treated like a star.
Nice.
Whole dressing room, changing makeup, all that shit.
Dope. That's amazing, bro.
And it's like, when you were in that space, it feels like, it feels proper. It feels like, yeah, this is fitting.
What it's, yeah, this it's is fitting, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It does. You know, although it's one of those things that you never get used to. You know, that attention, you know, from different people, from, like, you know, the producers, everyone is coming through.
Are you worried about it getting worse and more people exploiting your privacy?
No, not really, man. I'm not too worried about that. I am worried about, like, you know, how hectic it gets and, like, how much work.
Yeah, how grueling it is. That's one thing that I've started to notice about artists.
I've gone to interviews, then gone to a show, then had to drive somewhere and all that. And I get so tired in the morning. Like, I literally wake up at 2 p.m.
I literally
don't want to get a call in the morning and all that. So I realized that these you niggas do the most, bro. Like,
it's a grueling thing. It's a grueling. Like, I'm reading this book, man, about the history of show business, and all these guys, these artists that we love, man, they killed themselves to produce. Like, this is a pretty popular story, but when I read it again, I'm like, Michael Jackson made Thriller in space of 2 months, dude. 2 months and 8 days. So he was making music for E.T. and doing voiceovers and stuff, but he had a deadline for Universal. And he needed to produce an album within 2 months after doing all of that work.
Whoa.
And he did it. He made Thriller. But then they wanted to release it, but Quincy Jones was like, no, this thing's not ready. Give us 8 more days. And they came out with PYT, Pretty Young Thing,
yeah.
Billie Jean. And, like, he still gave an incredible product, you know. He probably wasn't sleeping that month.
True.
You know.
It's long nights.
It's a hard grind. And I think that's why the struggle is so real. You know, because you have to get used to the pain. You have to be able to take it, man. And then you have to be able to move forward from that. So it's cool to see, you know, budding artists starting to flourish. I mean, like, you had Back to the City this year.
Yeah,
that's like
Joburg's
biggest live show of the year.
True.
Yeah, how was that experience?
That was also surreal, man. Like, I feel like I got to see the other side of the industry, you know, like, the A-class artists do their thing, and I was like, yo, I'm here as well.
Mm.
And performing in front of so many people, man.
Yeah,
God,
that must be amazing.
Yo,
my nerves. Yeah.
After that show, like, I've never had jitters before I perform. I'm just cool now. Like,
yo,
I managed to get on that stage and do my thing confidently. Mm. You know?
And then the people feel you?
Yeah, the reception was great, man.
Yeah. Your name is coming out there.
Young Tyron.
Young Tyron, man.
He's the guy.
He's the guy, and he's hanging out with the world. Wizgays on Cliff Central. If you want to hit us up on all our social media, we are on Twitter at @_Wizgays. On Instagram, the Wizgays, one word, small letters. And Facebook, we are the Wizgays. Just look for the bow tie, baby. Look for the bow tie. And at Young Tyron, man, if you want to holler at us, come through, man. We always on those Twitter streets. We do respond to messages relatively quickly. Unless we're getting stoned. So, anyway, let's move on to a track from the brother Young Tyron. We're gonna go into Vibes Don't End. What's the story behind this song, brother?
Hey, I think it speaks for itself.
Vibes Don't End, bro.
Yeah, it's always hot. It's always hot.
It's hot.
Alright, cool. Yeah, let's let the music speak for itself, yo. Young Tyron, Vibes Don't End.
I like the song. It's easy on the ears.
Maybe, bruh. You know, you mentioned in Qatari just now. That place, bruh, I'm so glad they've sorted out the air conditioning. There was once upon a time where you couldn't breathe.
Dog, you needed to go in there with an oxygen tank.
It was hot.
An evening in hell. An evening in hell. Hey, man, dope. Yeah, man, that's Vibes Don't End by Young Tyron. And is that on the new and upcoming EP?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure yet?
You might not make the cut when you finish the project.
Yeah, I really
want to give you the best, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear what you say. So this one is Vibes Don't End, and you're releasing an EP called Golden Child, right?
I dropped that already. In July.
Oh, yes.
So this is new music.
This is brand new.
Yeah.
Oh, dope. All right, so how's the reception of Golden Child been?
It's been great. Like, people love it, man. The numbers are great. Like,
yeah, amazing. And you're available on all outlets, Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes. You know, there's no excuse for people to not be able to find music now. If you know the name, you know the music. Dog, even pirate sites are becoming lame now. Like, they're becoming absolutely.
What are you doing?
Because the music streaming sites are becoming so affordable, which is an incredible service to provide.
True.
And I think also going into the future, it's really good that music is becoming cheap to buy and listen to rather than people pirating it for free, but where you make your money and where you actually build your credibility is on stage.
True.
I think you being able to perform live and to change it up and to keep it consistently hot is what's going to really catapult you to superstardom, as opposed to just having a dope album.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
people
yeah.
want to come out. People want to see you. People want to feel you more than anything else. Yeah. Speaking of feels, what do you do when you do feel something for a girl that's just your friend? Do you say something, or do you just keep it because she's your friend? You might lose her if you say something.
Hey, Tyron,
I like to think, man, you'd ruin the relationship. You
yeah,
know,
I see. No, but now you're being a bitch yourself.
No, like you'd
straight
ruin.
Straight up, I'm not gonna. Straight up, you're being
a
bitch.
How am I being a bitch?
You're not shooting your shot.
But then what if you lose the relationship? Because that's a real
at
thing.
At least you shot, you shot.
Yeah, so you're saying you... But that's what I mean. Like,
shit,
are you a striker?
The same.
Are you a striker?
I'm a striker, my
are
dog.
Are you a striker?
But I've had horrible...
Fallouts.
Yeah, fallouts with friends. Like, cause
that's life, though.
Even
yeah.
I wouldn't gotta like... Go through okay, it, the thing is, I wouldn't feel so good. Imagine, I had a, you know what I mean? I had a female friend. And then, you know, she also expressed, you know... Her feels towards me. And then it was never the same, bro. Because I used to literally trust her, you know, change in front of her. We're that close.
That's shit.
Not knowing in the back of her head. I'm like
she's
a snack.
She's like,
no, young tired.
Yeah, I mean?
Snack.
So you trust her that much, but then it's not safe, you know. It's not even healthy.
But then but then it's important for you to shoot your shot before it turns to that. But you see, here's the problem is, I genuinely believe that you need to build a friendship.
Yeah.
So I don't want to throw it out there in the first 3 weeks. You know, I think we should just be able to be friends. Just like that. Not expecting anything, not doing anything.
But is it but really possible, man?
You see, like, that's what we're talking about. Because like, as it grows, then you're like, fuck, okay, what if we're really good friends? No, but like, we are really, really, really good friends. And I think the best relationships are where the people are friends first.
Yes.
Before they're lovers. They didn't fuck first, you know.
Yeah,
they fell
in
love first, you know. And I think that's...
I think the fucking needs to fall in love.
no, sometimes, but I think the winners are the ones who love first, then fuck after. I think that's the way to get it right. You know, I'm not saying there is a right and a wrong way. Some people fuck and then they live there.
The way time you look at me, he's like, hey, these guys are okay.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about it. I don't know, y'all.
So I that's how I think the winning formula should go.
You can see this guy's Casanova. This is why
then
he kills the forest.
No, but then you lose. You see, they say nice guys finish last, and it's 100% true. But I'm hoping that at the end, you finish best. You know, because I've been a bad man.
Yeah.
And I've been a good man.
Mm.
And I can tell you get way more pussy as a bad man.
Yeah.
Of course.
So where are you in your life right now?
I'm at good man. I'm at meditation. I keep the peace.
What do you want?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
You know.
I want the money.
This is that thing that I was talking to you about, Tyron. Where advice is something that a nigga already knows. If I were to tell him right now, I'm like, no, dude, you know you want to be a bad man. He's like, yes, yes, I want to be a bad man.
You see, but this is what I'm saying. A part of me wants to be a bad man, but if my soulmate walks in right now and says, let's lock this thing up,
then
I'm
you
gone.
Keep your love locked down.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know what I want. Hey. I want what God wants for me, dog. If you want me to have them hoes.
Hey,
I'll
but
take-
bros, like the whole thing. Being friends with a girl, if she's scorching hot, my nigga,
it's, yeah, that's
it's
another
impossible.
Factor. That's
she
another
has to be either
butt ugly,
you know,
or...
butt ugly, yeah. That, okay, you know,
or maybe,
God forbid,
or maybe just,
no one is ugly.
There's just
but
something
then,
about her that you just don't like.
God forbid
never...
no one is ugly. God made the word ugly. He knows himself.
He knows that. Like, yeah.
It's ugly. Don't be stripping, dog. Straight up.
God knows himself.
A stone is a stone, my guy.
Because we're human, man. We're hardwired to be
attracted
to the
opposite
sex.
We're attracted to
beauty.
That's like
beauty.
It's like saying, that's why I don't get it when people say, you know, the way you look at women. Like, women are genuinely beautiful creatures.
My nigga,
like,
even in the Bible, they say,
like,
what's her name? Delilah. She had this beautiful hair. The way they describe
see,
her,
you know,
you actually feel, yo, she was a bad
girl. Delilah. Hey there, Delilah.
All of those niggas.
Hey, you finna hit Delilah.
Yo, Judas was the first one up. I'm sure Judas tapped.
Hey,
because he's a bad man.
You're going to be like, what if Jesus finds out? You know that nigga always be tripping, trying to get all the pussy and shit.
Yeah, you know, he go performing all these miracles, turning water into wine. What the fuck? How he go compete with wine, dog? Oh, shit. No, but that's what I mean, you know?
Like, how do you compete, bro? That's the thing.
Like,
and I think that's where problems also start to lie. If when you're in a relationship and you have a female friend and you start to see that where you going in your life, you and your girl, there's a clash that's happening. But your friend, like, you guys
connect.
You connect. You know, yeah. You bounce ideas off each other. You know, it's almost like your friend is more a part of your growth and you're a part of her growth than you are with your lady.
But also turning that into a relationship sometimes ruins that.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I think at the end of the day, we do that size up. You know, like, immediately when you meet somebody, you're like, whoa. You know, then that's what I was talking about. Like, if your girl is really hot, it's like going to the Grand Canyon and asking somebody just to block their eyes. You know, like, there's something really beautiful here, yeah. But you can't look at it.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we're still human. We still appreciate beauty and connections happen. But, like, it ruins lives, dog. Like, oaks cheat out here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm talking marriage, you know? And I just don't want to get to a point where I loved somebody who wasn't my friend. Do you know? So, essentially, what I'm saying is that you're going to have that friendship, but then at some point, shoot the shot. That's the only way I can get out of the dilemma, you know? Because, I don't know, man. I think a lot
but
of the time,
I don't
the
think
flare
you can
runs
be
out.
In a relationship while you have, you know, a close female friend. It'll never work.
La Flame won't be in the relationship if you have a close female friend.
Yeah, he's saying it'll never work with you and your girl if you have a close female friend. Somebody that you go and talk to. Yeah, and it's genuinely happened to me. I had a girlfriend, but before my girlfriend, there was a girl that I was friends with, and I spoke to her all the time. You know, and all of a sudden got into the relationship, still spoke to her all the time, but the girl was like, no, I don't like it when you see her. I don't like it when you chill with her. You chill with her too much. You chill late at night. I'm like, it's always been that way, though.
You found me doing this, you know.
Now all of a sudden I have to throw that away, and I don't like that idea that we have to throw friends away, man. That's a fucked up thing. So I think we
it's like
need
abortion of friends, bro.
Yeah, trust is the only way, bro. Genuinely speaking, trust it. Like,
it's not the easiest
but
thing.
But to avoid
not
problems, the easiest man, thing, but I think the best thing you can do is just have your niggas and, you know, have your hoes that are not your friends.
Have a girlfriend if you have a girlfriend. Yeah, I agree with that, bro. Put everything in its box, you know. Yeah. Put it where it belongs. Don't blur the lines.
A stone is a stone.
All right, man. We've been having such a dope conversation with y'all. Now we're about to go into the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week, man. It's been a little bit quiet, but also a little bit loud. You know South Africa, man. There's always a story. And you also know the worst, guys. We always speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
One more penny, at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young fella, and extra, extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny.
All right. First bit of good news. Trevor Noah is receiving some great reception from his latest Netflix special. It's called Son of Patricia. I watched a little clip of it this morning, man. And this guy is coming into his own so beautifully, man. He's a genuine superstar.
Like, real, recognized real. Like, you see him for what he is, because that's what you are.
Yeah. That's what we are. If you're in this building, you're
hey, so I get a little and open, and so that's what I am.
Yeah.
I know myself.
You. I know you. Yeah. I feel you. So, like, it's really cool to see because, you know, ever since The Daily Show, and I think this is something that goes with greatness. Tyron, you can maybe tell me a little bit about that. Is like, ever since The Daily Show, we've kind of undermined Trevor Noah's achievements after that.
True.
You know? Like, he's still doing fucking big shit, man. And I'm always so proud of him. But I never wanted to get to a point where we stop talking about it because we expect it. You know, he's still doing hella dope shit. The Netflix special. The book. My God, bruh. The book, the fact that it's being taught in schools. He is part of education, guys. The stories that live on for decades and decades.
Curriculum.
Through children, dog.
Like those kids after school, they're gonna be like, what did you guys do? Did you guys do Trevor Noah's book back in high school for set work?
Yeah. Like we did Voetpad na Vergeleken.
You know what I'm saying? But not only that, I think it's a problem that we have in our country. We downplay our superstars. Mm.
Yeah, true.
Wade van der Kerk was actually saying the exact same thing. Mm. He's like, for the achievements that he's done,
we need to celebrate our people,
dude.
Man. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's like, mm-hmm. South Africa is not really taking me seriously, and I feel him. I understand, dog. Like,
that's why they go away.
Nigga, like, dude, his age, the people that he was competing against, the world, my guy, competing against everybody in the world, and comes number one.
Mm-hmm.
And we just act like he's, you know, a
he's
normal.
He's on quite a few billboards, though. I see him out here in these.
Yeah,
buildings.
But
he's,
I'm saying, like,
it's not like we don't give him any credit. Mm. He's not like somebody who maybe doesn't get the credit that they deserve. Stogie T is
but
actually
after
kinda,
that freestyle.
Yeah. Now he's
after that what?
That freestyle.
Yeah, what?
On yeah, we don't know if it was a freestyle. That's
you know yourself. Yeah, you know yourself.
I don't know. It was a dope bars though. Hella dope.
He
bars.
Had
that
bars. Let's say that.
Careful when AKA went.
Yeah, they
all of them had dope bars. I can say
calling
that.
Calling it out.
No, straight up.
Yeah. I'm saying Stogie.
He was fire.
Yeah.
He was fire.
He held it. Yeah. Dope bars.
And the conversation itself was hella dope.
Mm. You watched the interview?
Yeah. You were speaking about Africa and where Cape Town, the real hip-hop is. Because, like, there's a real hip-hop culture in Cape Town that, you know, is still coming into Joburg. You know, it's still fresh. It's still new. So anyway, yeah, I was really happy to see that. But you know, from our perspective, like it came out of nowhere. How does Stogie get to be there? You know, like he's he's amazing.
That was obvious, man. He was probably. I think I knew he was one day going to go there.
Yeah.
You know?
Who do you think's next?
But it's
up?
Taken a while, you know.
I like to think Aries should go.
Aries.
Yeah.
We've had Casper, we've had AK, we've had Nasty, we've had Stogie. Aries?
He's very dope.
What about Shane?
Shane as well.
What about
Youngster CPT?
Youngster CPT.
Yeah.
I like that. But he said
Young
Tyron,
you know what I mean?
Young Tyron. Yeah. We got there. We got all the
go
people.
Go tell Sway why these girls are shaking their asses in here. I see you, baby. Shaking that ass. Shaking that ass.
All right. Okay, cool. Carter 5 went platinum. You see, I'm talking about the Carter 5 win, AKA also went platinum.
Yeah.
But here we are. I'm mentioning AKA as well. In the same breath. So, dude. Shout out to the platinum. All I'm willing to do is touch a platinum back and celebrate. Dude. Yo.
Well done on him for doing that, even with all of the baby mama drama in your life. Eh? Let me tell you something. Women, as much as they're beautiful, they'll also be a distraction. Just like, for them, dick is a distraction. So, men and female that succeed in life and see past all of the distractions, I'm not necessarily saying of the opposite sex, but, like, to get to that level, dog, it takes a certain amount of focus, concerted effort every single day, and eventually you'll break through. And these people that eventually do break through, regardless of the circumstances, you know, kudos to them.
True.
Regardless how they got it.
Yeah, man, I'm getting over the hardship story.
Yeah,
like,
dog.
Everybody's
life's hard. Work harder.
Yeah, work harder. Exactly.
True.
Yeah. There's no time for sob stories.
Dog,
anymore.
If DJ's boo is there. No.
There's no more time for sob stories. All right. We could call it at that. Just some entertainment news for the morning, man. It's been so dope hanging out with you guys. We've still got another track to play from the homie. It's called Know My Name. This is the single that's dropping soon, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's already out.
Featuring
Benny Afro.
Hey.
Oh, cool. That's hella dope, brother. So
it's the first time it's airing on radio.
Oh, yeah. So be one with the do-do-do-do.
Become the do-do-do-do.
Man, we're so glad to be the ones who get to put it out there for you, brother. But before we go into that, we're going to go into something that we love as the Worst Guys. It's called the Worst Guys Cypher. Every week we do a song on the spot.
On the spot.
And I don't know.
See, this is where, you know, can I just check for something quickly?
Yeah. Whoa. Tell me, what do you, tell us, tell the people what you checking for.
So, when myself and Mark, right? were talking about being able to freestyle. Now, we came to the conclusion that if you can do a Five Fingers of Death, that's real freestyling. Because you don't know what the next beat is. Mm-hmm. But when they start playing the beat in the beginning, okay.
Hey, you feel that
You go through the glossary of tracks in your head. You're like,
This is what
you got it. Yeah. But so, when it's Five Fingers of Death, you don't know what happens. It just comes up. All right, so we'll do that one. Young Tyron is also going to join us on this one, which is so dope. Let's just see how it goes, man. We'll just play along with the beats that we got, and then we'll play out with Young Tyron's Know My Name. Yo, you've been hanging out with the worst guys.
Worst.
Thank you to everybody who came to our comedy show, actually, Parktown North, Snatch 32. We sold out the venue. It was incredible. We had Gavin Kelly, Stella Langalala, Dylan Oliphant, and Robbie Collins came in for a surprise performance, which is always dope. And he's opening for fucking Dave Chappelle.
Dude,
when it comes to this country, we want with the do
become the do.
Exactly, bro. That's fucking dope. So we're so glad to have him on.
Ah, props
stage.
To him. Well deserved as well.
Yeah. Very funny and cool. All right, so please come to the next one. We'll let you know. Check out our social medias.
Yeah.
Where we're very present, and you can find out anything that you want to see about the worst guys. Anyway, we're going to wrap out with the worst guy cypher, and then we're playing out with Young Tyron's Know My Name. It's been such a pleasure and such a treat hanging out
with you,
brother.
Thank you for having me.
Let's have fun in the outro. All right. It's a Young Five Fingers of Death.
See, this is how you handle freestyle.
We're just gonna collaborate, yo.
Nicely, even. Okay. Let's yo. Drop the beat. Hey. That's the beat. That's the drum. That's the bass. Everybody loves the bass. I love a little titty, though. In the middle, though. Nice round nipple, though. I like to lick on it, though. Then I go down below. Down below the waist. And I give her everything. I eat it all. I never waste. Hey. Oh. I never waste it. I eat it all. If I eat, don't eat it all. I doggy batter, then I heat it in the microwave. Everybody knows I'm brave. When I hit the stage, I never hesitate. I never hesitate. I just say what I say and I pass the mic Mark's way.
Yo, I can say it all day.
All day.
It's probably because I always fucking pray.
Okay.
I'm on my knees talking to God. I say, please come and give me the cheese. I need the bread to eat. I wanna get inside of these hoes.
Oh.
But I know it's gonna take some serious flows. Oh, here we go.
Flow switch.
It's changing, yo. It's changing. Yeah, now we going thug. Everybody wanna come and take some drugs. Come and show me love. Yeah, I'm the guy. Everybody wanna hang out with the worst guy. So I'm a motherfucking G. I'm rolling in the streets. Some Nikes on my feet. Everybody wanna feel where I'm going next. I've got the context. I've got the pretext. Cause I read the books. I've also got the hooks. Cause I'm in the gym and I'm boxing and it's like a sin. Cause I'm fucking niggas up every day. I think it's about time you go and pray. Oh,
lifelong hustling, I'm still on the come up. Trying to get all my crumbs up, all my family all lump sum. Haters stay moving behind my back like nunchucks. But every time they see me, they smiling and throwing thumbs up. People that I love be the same people I can't trust. Every time they call, it's like they always want some. Women I was down for wearing showing me no love. Till I hit the jackpot, now they throwing their bums up. Snakes gonna slither, opinions gonna build up. I had that new beat. With a gangster feel. Running shows like Oprah Winfrey or Dr. Phil. When I'm in the building, all these hating niggas out of sight. Don't know how you feeling, cause what's Superman, the kryptonite? All my hoes got chemistry, ain't a lie, cause that's a fact. Money's just a catalyst, so better let the chain react. Flying right above it, B, we ain't never underneath. I ain't even started, but my competition's feeling beat. Thinking up them killer lines, they say the boy's bad. I just handle business, why these boys handle maxi pads? Been about the hustle, man, now my game is really tight. Took some niggas ages, but I seem to do it overnight.
Cooler bro, you were going way too crazy with the flow. I just need a chance to go, I just need a chance to blow. Up on the mic, cause it's going down tonight. I mean it's going down tomorrow night at Cantare. Everybody knows that you are not a bari. What's happening here? I hear an advert. Oh my gosh, now I gotta divert the flow until the beat comes back and I do it properly. Yo, for you, the consumer. Everybody knows I ain't a fucking abuser. I use her, no I never. I only treat her right. And that's why she wants to be my lady tonight. Hey,
hey,
so
now
I
we,
night. We taking it easy.
Taking it easy.
Yeah, we taking it breezy.
Like,
I mean, these girls can be sleazy.
Ay.
But I'm out here looking for the dream B. Like a Beyonce who's hanging with Jay every day backstage because they go on a rage. They go, wait, don't turn the page because they keep the same chapter. Then they change it because they chasing the pastor, chasing the preaching. Am I preaching? I hope I'm getting to your soul. Am I reaching?
Reaching.
And I know sometimes I reach it too far, but I don't know. I mean, I've got these great bars and I want to be a star. So somebody call me. I got to get this cheese so these hoes can love me. I'm tired of being alone. I'm tired of being broke, empty free. Fridge in my home, I gotta get these cones, these ice creams.
Woo!
Taking it easy, yo. Yeah, we taking it easy.
Picking it up, 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 picking it up. Picking it easy with the flow. You know how we go. I got my homie to the left and to the right, yo. One goes by the name of Young Tyrant. Other person runs a fucking riot. When it comes to the woman, he's always supplying the right vitamins. That's the vitamin D. As you can see, I'm talking about Mark and Flulie. He likes to hit the European scene. And even sometimes he likes to hit the Asian. Oh my gosh, my nigga's blazing. When he hit the stage, the people say he's so amazing. They be calling him out at the comedy show, then they don't even know he needs to go and call Joe Parker, get him on the stage, cause everybody knows he's darker. Woo! And he's brave. Hey. When he spits the comedy, he spits the bars, you know the melanin will get you far.
Oh yeah, yo, man, we're taking it easy.
Taking it easy.
We're taking it easy.
Picking it up.
Yeah, we taking it easy.
Taking it easy.
Yeah, we're taking it easy.
Picking it up.
I suffered a lot. Did a lot of things to get to the top. They don't pray when I succeed, praying for my defeat. Funny how they on their knees, but expecting to get to the top. Somebody stop it. Meanwhile, I do as I please, planting seeds for future me to reap and eat. I don't care about no thread or tweet, cause your opinion doesn't make me breathe. Fuck it, just
somebody
let me be. That what happens when you MVP. Look, they'd rather be throwing shade, spreading folk tales and hoping your name fades. But they don't get it, that shit is a cold case.
Hey.
Doing the most, saying the least. Behind the scenes, I'm pulling a lot of strings. Moving like a pawn, but lately I'm checking kings. Niggas ain't real like the seam on phony jeans.
Hey,
you been hanging out with the words, guys? This has been a dope ass cypher. Thank you very much for choosing.
And never
to
forget
to the words, guys.
Become one with the doo 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 doo. Become the doo doo doo.
This is CliffCentral.com.